26-year-old Mike Montherville is playing Need for Speed on an Xbox in a small room filled with flat-screen TVs, virtual reality headsets, and squishy blue armchairs. It's his recreation therapist, Jamie Kaplan's office at the Veterans Hospital in Tampa. Kaplan's kicking back in one of those armchairs, but Montherville is in his wheelchair. He jokes with Kaplan about the rundown state of the car he's racing with.
They're going to be like, oh man, this guy's driving a beat up
Datsun's 280 or 200Z.
He doesn't take gaming seriously.
Hey, if you can beat people in that car,
right?
That shows you're a serious gamer right there.
The banter, the trash talk, Montherville says those are some of his favorite things about gaming. The Army veteran was paralyzed during training exercises in Afghanistan 5 years ago.
My spinal cord injury causes me to lack dexterity in my fingers and in my wrists. When I learned about that, I was like, oh man, how am I going to hold a controller in game?
That's where Kaplan comes in. He taught Montherville how to use the Xbox Adaptive Controllers Microsoft recently donated to about 24 VA medical centers. Montherville uses his fists and wrist to push oversized buttons and steer an attachable joystick. But Kaplan says there's a variety of options.
You can configure it utilizing switches, utilizing joysticks to allow everybody from an amputee to a stroke patient to a quadriplegic the ability to game.
Kaplan refers to recreation therapy as sneaky therapy because patients don't realize they're working on things like motor and brain function. But his ultimate goal is to help veterans reconnect with the activities they love and the people they love doing them with.
I had a patient, his brother came in, and they were able to game together for the first time in 3 years. And he had tears in his eyes and said, I never thought I'd be able to do this again.
Montherville has a different kind of memory with his brother, who he recently competed with online.
And he's like, dude, there's no way that's you playing on the other end because I was just dominating him. He's like, you sure? When you actually show them that you can kick their butt, they're like amazed of what you can do.
Gaming doesn't just help vets spend time with friends and family. For Marine Corps veteran Dave Krause, it connected him with a virtual support system when no one else could reach him. The former bomb squad technician lost his left hand and eye in 2013.
At 2:30 in the morning, when I've woken up, you know, with nightmares, I'm re-examining every decision I ever made. That was where I turned to video games the most.
Krause describes the modern gaming community, where strangers from all around the world can game together and form relationships through chat apps and streaming services like Twitch and Discord. He works with StackUp, a gaming charity for veterans and active duty military. The group organizes meetups for gamers and even launched a suicide prevention program through its Discord channel.
Had some very heavy conversations over the playing of video games. This amazing thing happens psychologically when you're just hanging out. A lot of those barriers go down because now all we're doing, we're just shooting digital monsters.
Adaptive controllers make that community more accessible to disabled vets. But how accessible are the controllers? Microsoft charges about $100, but that price climbs with various attachments. Jamie Kaplan says the VA actually considers the controllers adaptive medical equipment and can purchase them for patients if justified. He says the VA understands it's not about just playing video games. It's improving the quality of a veteran's life. I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.